sister. How's your day been? Has it been good? Do you want to relax with me? Oh, what? You don't have time right now? Oh. Of course, you're late for your gaming tournament. I just... He never pays attention to me anymore. I guess I have to take the extreme route. I'll just bring him some coffee, and he won't tell that I slipped something in. Just like that, and mix it all up. Okay, straight face. Hi, I know you must be exhausted and you don't have time for me again, but I made you some coffee so at least you can keep staying sharp for the rest of the tournament. Here. Yeah, drink it all. How did you like it? Yeah, was it good? I added sugar and milk just like you like it. Oh, it tasted weird? That that must be your imagination. Why are you looking at me like that? Are you feeling okay? Oh, no, don't try to get up. Wow, that kicked in fast. No, nothing. Just lay back. Here. Oh, don't panic. I can see the growing panic in your eyes. Just, relax. Let it sink in. No need to fight it. Not like you can anymore. I made sure to put in some really strong stuff in that cup so you won't fight me on this. Or fight back. We both know how much stronger you are than me, despite your pathetic, lazy lifestyle. I wouldn't stand a chance. But with this, you're the helpless one. And just in case I got the dosage wrong, I'll tie you nice and hard too. There. Now, try to struggle. Come on. Try at least. No use in being rebellious now. Okay, you want to make it hard for yourself? I'll just bite you until you struggle in pain, then. Like this. Wow, these are really effective. I barely noticed your struggles at all. Oh, you poor baby. Is that a tear I see? I told you to struggle. And you should have tried harder if you didn't want to get bitten, dummy. Now, let's get you out of these clothes. Starting with your shirt. I really should have started with that, but... Do you have scissors? Ah, you do. Perfect. Well, let me just take these scissors and... Oh, come on. Don't struggle. That'll only make it hard for you. Huh? Aww. I know this is your favorite shirt, but if you struggle... I'll accidentally nick you, and you don't want that to happen, do you? Let me just... I feel like I can rip this. And who said claws aren't useful? Okay. See? There you go, good boy. This shirt was hideous anyway. Like all of your clothes. When are you gonna get some sense of style? And now, your pants. You know, it's really a good thing that I'm cutting these off of you. Then I can buy you some real clothes. With your money, of course. There's no way I'd spend a dime on a loser like you. And I might live here, and you might have taken me in when I was homeless and alone. But taking care of us is your responsibility, Nyaster. And I can't say you've done a very good job at that. There we go. And now, it's just your underwear. Okay, you have to stay really still, okay, Nyaster? And let me just cut slowly, just millimeters from your cock. So don't move an inch, okay? There you go. Good boy. So still for me. Aww. Well, not that still. Part of you is still twitching. Is that excitement I see in your eyes, huh? Oh, you think I'm gonna suck it for you? Ew. No, you're gross. I swear, guys like you never think about how we're feeling when we do this. You just think of how good it's gonna feel for you, huh? Well, I think it's time you get some perspective. Let me just take off my panties. And I'm gonna straddle you again. Put this blindfold on you, okay? Closing your eyes heightens your senses after all, baby. There we go. Now, stick out your tongue. Oh, you don't want to? Too bad. Just do it, and don't you try to talk back to me, okay? I am not feeling very patient today. You fucking asked for this, okay? Don't talk back to me. I'm in control now. Not you. You got that? Now open your mouth. There you go. Swallow it, loser. Swallow it. Now. You are going to obey every one of my commands, okay? Or I will make this so much worse for you. You got that? Good. Now, let's try this again. Stick out your tongue. There you go. Now just keep it out, okay? Just like that. You feel that? Yeah, my sweet nectar against your tongue and the silky texture of my panties. I'm gonna rub my panties against your tongue, okay? Clean them with your mouth. And don't you dare stop. Or else. Good boy. Keep your tongue out. Yeah. Let me clean my dirty panties against your tongue like this. Good boy. Back and forth. Back and forth. Lap up all those tasty juices. Does it taste good? Huh? Does it smell good? Tell me. Did I say you could stop? Huh? Keep your fucking tongue out, okay? Oh, that's good. Your tongue fits so well for this. Just the right width to get all my juices in one lap. Who needs a washing machine when I have you? I could just make you clean all my dirty panties with your mouth. Saves on water. Oh, and reminds you that you're mine, okay? Remember that. You're all mine forever. Huh? You feel dry? There! Still dry? No? Thought so. Now let me check your work. Wow, you really cleaned them well. I guess you're good for at least one thing. Now, let's just recline this chair. Oh, you thought you were done? No, this was just a warm-up for you. Let me straddle your face while I grab your hair and... Oh, there you go. Start licking. Good boy, good boy. Oh, fuck. You're pretty good at this, huh? Who taught you, huh? You'll have to tell me later. I'm gonna kill them. Oh, good boy. Yeah, like right there, like right. Oh, fuck. Oh, right there, right there. Oh, fuck. Oh, good boy. See, you could have just done this without me forcing you to. That's enough. That's enough. I think it's time for me to give that mouth of yours a break. Let me just take off my stockings. Say, what a perfect gag. Let's just put another pair of my panties in there for extra flavor. And, where is it? I know you have it around here somewhere. Found it. And tape your mouth shut. Aww. You look so pretty like this. Look at you. Look how hard you are and leaking so much pre-cum. Aww, did you almost come when I did? No, that wouldn't do. You have to save yourself for the main course. For now. Now, let me just put this chair back up. And straddle you again. And slowly put it in. No, 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 no. Don't struggle. It's too late for that, baby. I know there's no condom, but don't even worry about that, okay? Just feel the sensation as I slowly sit all the way down on your cock. Barely fits, Nia. I can feel you pushing in every direction. Oh my fucking god. My tight pussy is really trying to make room for you. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. Oh fuck. How perfect we are for each other. How perfect you are for me. I know you've been dreaming about this moment, yesterday, but under other circumstances, I presume. Maybe, yeah. With me beneath you, and moaning your name and whimpering in rhythm as you pound. Oh, fuck my tight little pussy, huh? Oh, I bet you have, haven't you? You're such a fucking pervert. Oh, fuck, Nyaster, fuck me, fuck me. Fuck, your dick is so fucking big. Please pound me, Master. Something like that, huh? Is that what I sound like in your head? Oh, fuck. But you've always resisted my advances. Why? Did you feel it was immoral taking advantage of a poor cat girl and your position of power over her, knowing that she has nowhere else to go? Is that why? Is that why you reject me? because it couldn't be that you're not attracted to me. I could feel it in ya. I could feel you trying to avoid me. You tried to avoid me as your lust for me grew stronger and stronger in my outfits around you. More and more imaginative. Or I guess less and less with less to hide. Fuck. I saw you. You pervert. I saw you sneaking glances at my legs as my skirts got shorter and shorter, and at my stomach as the end of my top climbed higher and higher, and my perky chest as my tops got tighter and tighter. You know, I'm so glad that you're a lonely loser and you don't have any friends over. I'd have to claw their eyes out for seeing me in those outfits. Oh, and gods know what I would do if you weren't too pathetic to ever take a girl home. That would not have ended well, and you never did. Thankfully, you just kept giving me money to live, money to buy things and take care of me. You were so sweet to me, Nyaster. Until you started distancing yourself and you fled to your little world of games. Maybe that's the only way you could keep your body from betraying your mind. And I get that. But in exchange, you betrayed me. I wanted you so bad. I needed you. Not just your allowance and food, but your time too. And you really took that from me. Yeah. That hurt. Nyaster, really, really fucking bad. That's over now. I'll make sure of it. You're never gonna betray me again. Nyaster, I won't give you the fucking chance to, and you're gonna give me kitties. You're gonna give me kitties and a lot of them. You're gonna breed me over and over again. Until we have so many kitties that all you'll have time for is taking care of us. And all you'll be able to do is go to work and provide for us and come home exhausted. And I'll be here to take care of you. Oh, don't try to talk. You know that's useless. I know it might not be the best timing. But that's life, okay? You work with what you get. So you accept it. You shouldn't have picked me up off the side of the road if you didn't want this. Fuck. You are gonna be such a great daddy, Nancy. I just know it. You're so caring and kind. And don't worry about not being ready. We're young. We'll figure it out together. Fuck. stop it. I can feel you throbbing, which means you're close. I feel you twitching. Don't fucking resist it. Don't try to hold back. Tell me, there's no way out of this for you. No going back now. You're gonna come in me. Okay, whether you like it or not. You are going to come in me. Fog over and over and over again until we get kittens of our own. And if you keep trying to hold back your cum from me, I'll squeeze it out of your balls so hard you wish you hadn't fucking denied it from me in the first place. Okay? No. So don't hold back. Just give in. Just become mine. I own you now. I'm your master and your goddess, and you're my pathetic breeding slave. Okay? So, come, dummy. Come, come. Come for me. Come. I'm coming. I'm coming to come with me. Good boy. Good boy. Let it all out for me, okay? Just keep spurting. Fuck. Good. Good boy. There you go. There you go. Every last drop. That's so bad. Are you crying? You're crying. Did my scratches hurt? Oh, they did. I'm so sorry, baby. Wait. No, I'm not sorry at all. No. If you weren't such a loser gamer and actually paid any attention to me, you would have helped me trim my nails and you wouldn't be scratched up so bad. So it is your fault, huh? But no, you had to game all day and not pay any attention to me. But they do seem pretty deep, so I'll go and get the first aid kit and patch you up while you recover for round two. So don't go anywhere. Not like you can, anyway. Good boy. See you soon.